We are drowning in plastic. But what if instead of throwing it away, we could make old plastics into something useful? How, you ask? Check out the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, December 29th. I'm Alex Osola for the Wall Street Journal. This week, we've been looking at what 2024 has in store for tech and what some of the biggest trends from 2023 can tell us about the future. On today's show, if the events of this year have been any indication, 2024 could be big for Apple. Its new mixed reality headset is expected to go on sale, but will people buy it if they don't quite know what it's for? At the same time, regulators have pushed Apple to make changes to iMessage and devices' charging ports. WSJ's senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern has been following these stories. She offers her predictions about what 2024 has in store for Apple, plus what might be next for EVs and AI. Maybe we can just start with the Apple Vision Pro, Apple's first mixed reality headset. You tested it back in June. Remind me why this headset is such a big deal.
Well, it's such a big deal because this is Apple's first new product category since the Apple Watch, which was now almost a decade ago. So this is Apple entering a completely new product category, and it's a category that's not so popular. Everyone doesn't have VR or mixed reality headsets. Typically, when Apple has entered these categories before, people had had Fitbits before the Apple Watch. They had smartphones or certainly cell phones before the iPhone. And this is a brand new type of device for Apple, but also for many people.
So what's going to happen next year? Is it actually going to go on sale?
In early 2024, that's all Apple has said, the Vision Pro will go on sale for $3,500. And so this is obviously way more expensive than the competition from Meta, which has the Quest 3 for around $500. But what Apple has been selling here in its marketing and in that introductory keynote where they talked about this is that this is far more advanced. There are different types of technologies that we haven't seen before. For instance, one of the things that you can do here is you can actually scan your face. So you have sort of create a hologram of yourself. And then when somebody is FaceTiming with you, they will see that hologram because there's no video on your face.
Could this be the thing that makes mixed reality like arrive?
Well, given the price tag and the fact this is a first generation Apple product, this is not going to be a mainstream hit. I feel very confident saying that. But Apple knows that too. Apple's betting here on early adopters and software developers to define what they call spatial computing, to figure out what we're actually going to want to do in these headsets. Tim Cook even said himself during the introduction of this device, this is the beginning of a journey.
Okay, so the journey kicks off next year. On the subject of something else from Apple, though, this year regulators frayed at some of the things that make Apple's products Apple. What happened? What were some of those things?
Many in the industry have often talked about Apple's walled garden, this idea that Apple has control over the hardware, the software, and the services, and makes things work so you buy more Apple things and use only Apple things. And in 2023, we started to see that kind of, I wouldn't say the wall fall down, but maybe some holes in the wall, some cracks. And we saw that around USB-C specifically. The new iPhone models have USB-C, which means it no longer uses Apple's proprietary Lightning port. And this was because the EU had said companies who want to sell their devices in the EU need to use a common connector, and that is the USB-C connector right now. And so Apple was forced to use this thing that all the other gadget makers use. And we're going to see more of that in the next coming year. Again, eyes on the EU to see what happens with app stores. There's been a lot about the pressure that Apple will have to allow other app stores on its devices. That is something we certainly will hear more about in 2024. We'll also hear more about Apple's messaging. iMessage has been, I would say, the glue of that walled garden. It keeps people buying iPhones. You're communicating with people with iPhones. It doesn't work with Android. It doesn't work with Windows. Apple has said that they will adopt something called RCS, and this is a standard that brings in some of the features of iMessage. So that's one area where messaging will improve between iPhones and Android devices.
Will this make using Apple's products actually better for consumers?
All of this is very good for people who have Apple gadgets. iPhones, MacBooks, iPads, and want to interact better with people who don't have those things.
All right. I think that's a lot of us, so we'll see what happens next year. Coming up, why 2024 could be the year of the hybrid. That's next, after the break.
Taxi, to the airport, please.
What if, instead of driving to the airport, you could fly there?
Wow, 10 minutes flat? A new record.
This future may not be so far away. Flying taxis could be a reality in the next few years.
This is the real exciting thing because it is the ability that will transform how we think of transportation.
But how do we get there? Listen to the Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. Let's change gears and talk a little bit about EVs. Was 2023 a big year for EVs?
2023 was a big year for attention for EVs. A lot of people talking about it, especially the car companies, the non-Tesla companies talking about how they've improved EVs from both a range perspective and also a technology perspective. But we also saw consumers not necessarily embracing EVs at the rate that these car companies want that to happen. We saw GM and Ford and others saying, well, we've got a lot of EVs sitting on dealership lots. Not everyone is coming and buying these. They're not knocking down the door to get these battery-powered cars.
Tesla has been kind of the leader in the EV market, at least in the US. Could these competitors that had come out with all these new models last year start to challenge that crown?
What happens next year in EVs is actually many non-Tesla EVs, Ford, Rivian, GM, are going to start to be able to charge at Tesla stations. And this is going to be a really good thing because they're going to be able to use that technology to charge, and they're going to be able to charge at more stations. And this has been one of the big hesitations from consumers about getting these types of cars. Will I be able to charge someplace? And will it work?
Do you think that's going to make EVs more popular than they were in 2023?
I think it's going to help, but people still have various concerns about EVs. One of them is price. These cars are still really quite expensive. And on top of that, people are worried about the range. They're worried they're going to get on a road trip, start driving, run out of battery, and not be able to charge someplace as easily as they would be able to just go to a gas station, which is why analysts are also really saying this may be the year of the hybrid. More car companies and more consumers starting to look at hybrids as their next car purchase.
Finally, let's talk about AI, specifically things made by AI. So it's already getting pretty hard to tell if, say, like an image was generated by AI. Was that something that was new this year?
2023 was the year that we had a flood of AI tools and content making their way to us. Companies were creating new tools and releasing them all the time. Plus, we saw people using those tools and putting their content, whether it be text, video, photos, audio, up on the internet. And so we were flooded with this AI content. And it's gotten to the point where I think, at least for me, if I see something in my feed that I think might look a little weird, I'm starting to assume that's created by AI.
Yeah, me too. A lot more.
For instance, there was a story recently about a bull, an actual bull, like an animal, on the train tracks in New Jersey. And I saw that image and I thought, oh, that's really nice that somebody made that with Midjourney or Dolly.
You didn't think that was real?
I didn't think, not when I first saw the image. It turned out to be real. And this is the challenge in 2024. How do we know the difference between something that is real and something that is AI generated? And that's what the companies next year are going to be focusing on and starting to roll out. Part of it's going to be policies. Meta, for instance, has talked about that when advertisers are going to run political ads next year, they must disclose if they're using artificial intelligence or other software to manipulate what's seen in the ad.
Do you think if more of those tools are sort of more visible to more people, it's going to make it easier to tell what's been manipulated or generated by AI, or it's just going to get more confusing?
At the very least, it seems like these companies should be giving us some transparency into the images and the videos and the text we see, especially on social media. What becomes tricky is that the technology itself is not always good enough now to spot what is AI or not AI. So it's either on the users to mark something as, hey, I made this with AI, or it's on the technology side of the platforms or the companies making the AI tools to say, hey, this is something that was made with AI, and display it in that way. One thing we do anticipate that will come next year are some tools for consumers to be able to say, hey, is this photo AI or is it a real photo? And OpenAI has said that they're going to release what they call an image identifier that will let people know if something was made with DALL-E, their image AI image maker.
Do you have any other predictions for next year that maybe didn't make the list?
I have one prediction on EVs that I'm very certain will happen, and will be that Tesla owners will be very pissed off when non-Tesla cars start charging at Tesla stations. I don't know if we're going to see fights break out. I hope not. But I definitely think we're going to hear about frustrations from Tesla owners being like, hey, we bought Tesla. This was our spot. Get out of here, Mustang. Get out of here, Rivian. Get out of here, Chevy Bolt. On the Vision Pro, I absolutely think we're going to see some nutty people, and honestly, it might be me, walking around in public with these headsets on.
Gosh, I can't wait.
I think we're going to see people on trains, in stores, certainly in airports and on airplanes. We're going to see people wearing these. And you're going to be like, does that person see me? Are they seeing me, some weird version of me? It's going to be a weird new world. But really, it's only going to be like 2 days from now. So it's just going to be the same world.
Joanna, thank you so much. See you in 2024. That was WSJ senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern. You can read all of our columnist predictions on WSJ.com. And we've included a link in our show notes. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang. I'm your host, Alex Osola. Our supervising producer is Catherine Millsop. Our development producer is Aisha Al-Muslim. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are the deputy editors, and Philana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back on January 2nd with more Tech News Briefing and TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening. How is this lab studying human brains? By growing them in a petri dish. Well, sort of. Learn how little balls of brain cells are helping scientists better understand diseases on the Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal.